Hi, it is Kemt here, KKEMT. I am in pain. It's nothing serious, it's just, monthly pains. The moon tide is in my. I have no idea how to. I want to make a sandwich, but I have no bread. This is an issue because I didn't have lunch earlier because I went to the dentist. I had an 11 a.m. appointment, and then it was, I don't know, I think an hour before I actually got in. It was terrible. So I had the dentist, and now I have to make food because I am hungry. But the thing is, there's no bread. I wanted a sandwich. So I actually have tortilla wraps. Kind of thing. They're just wraps, and they actually have quinoa in it. It's wraps with red quinoa, source of fiber, no artificial colors or flavors. There's actually only one left. What? Do I dare eat the last one? Yes, I do. Okay. So, what should I put in my tortilla wrap? I don't know. I don't really feel like cooking anything, to be honest. I'm feeling kind of, okay, I'm in pain. I don't want to, just hold on. I'll be back, okay? Okay, let's see what I have in the fridge that I can use. I have, oh, it's like nothing. I have a lot of leafy greens, but I have nothing like proteiny. I have eggs. Not eggs. I have cheese, cos lettuce. I think I'll use these. What's this? Oh, I have this. Oh, I think I can use this. I have basically, I don't know what it is. It's almost like an omelet, but not quite. There's more like chicken mince in it than like it's like a frittata, almost. I don't know what it's called and. I'm not gonna bother explaining it. I'm just gonna heat it up so you will hear my microwave and you should enjoy that. Actually, it's probably gonna be really loud. I've never recorded in my kitchen before. But yeah. So, audio candy. This is the first time I'm actually doing like a proper recording that's gonna be just not of me singing. And yeah, let's have a conversation. So, how have you been? Yeah, I know. Things can get stressful sometimes. Life is pretty stressful for me at the moment. Actually, not really. It's not too bad. I'm doing really, really well with things. And of course, there's its ups and downs, and nothing can be always perfect, but. I'm managing, and managing is good. Good. Yeah. I think this is what you would call an awkward silence if, you were actually here listening to me talk. Actually, no, if you were here, I don't think. I have this habit of trying to fill the silence. Oh, okay, just hold on a moment. I think 1 minute was too long. Now it's a bit too hot. It's okay. Okay, it is okay. This is the wrap. Oh, I think one of the quinoa grains. Is quinoa a grain? I'm not sure actually. A seed, perhaps? But yeah, anyway, I was gonna say something and now I've forgotten. I haven't been on Reddit in a while. I mean, I kind of browse, but I actually haven't been on this account, this Kempt account, K-K-E-M-T account, because I've been frequenting another subreddit, the long distance subreddit, because I like the stories, and the thing is, there's a lot of like advice type stuff, and on this, I am very new to long distance relationships, but I think there are certain things that I can provide in terms of advice when it comes to just relationships in general. Because, okay, my relationships don't really last that long, but I know red flags when I see them. So that's always good, I guess. Lettuce. And yeah, I keep my lettuce in it. Usually I keep it in a bag, but because these were only several lettuce leaves like left over, so I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna chuck it in this like container, and then I think that's enough. Yeah, I sometimes get confused and I'm not sure what to put in my food. Other times I'm just, you know, I'm gonna honestly throw things together, and I should have gotten something to... Never mind, just ignore me. Okay. I would like to put a slice of cheese in my wrap because I don't have a reason why. Fold it in half, cut it in half. Okay, now I have wrapped it. I feel like I need to add something else, like condiments. Why does it sound weird when I say it? Okay, never mind. I'll look for something. There's like nothing in here. I have QP mayonnaise. It's like a Japanese. It's like the mayonnaise you eat in sushi. That's always good fun. And yeah, now I'm going to wrap it up. I kind of underestimated the size of this wrap, and now I'm scared that it won't wrap. Oh, I'm all for this. You can hear like the lettuce kind of being crushed under the weight of my fingers. Yeah, so that's done. So, I should probably eat. Oh, no. It's falling apart. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to stop recording this because I have no idea what I'm doing. But, wait. Before I start eating. So, long distance relationships. I am in my first ever long distance relationship. And things are very interesting. I think long distance... Honestly, before now, like before this guy, I've never thought that long distance relationships were a thing that I could do. And I still don't think that it's, you know, the best thing ever, because obviously distance, it makes things a lot more difficult at times. But at the same time, I think if you have a goal in mind, an end game of sorts, then things can work out pretty well if you're willing to commit to it. So yeah, I have no idea where this is going anymore. I just wanted to make food and I didn't want to do it in silence. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. I'm gonna eat because, yeah. I actually was supposed to come home earlier. Dentist, why? My dentist is in a band. He's crazy. He's not crazy. The thing is, he sticks his fingers in my mouth and then asks questions. So I have his fingers in my mouth and I'm just like, ar. And then today he was talking to his like nurse, I guess, dental nurse, dental hygienist person, dental assistant, his second in command. And then they were talking about some other guy who was like, oh, came in to like pull out a teeth, and he was like, oh, you don't need to pull out a teeth. He's like, oh, I want to pull out a teeth. He's like, okay, I'll pull out a teeth. And then he starts talking about how you know, okay, I mean, if you have less teeth, we're still gonna, you know, charge you the same amount of money. So, you know, it was just really weird. And also they were talking about something about my gums and how they come down a bit low, like over my teeth. So there was this weird gum surgery thing where they basically cut the gums so more of the teeth are showing, like, and it's almost like teeth lengthening. And I was just really freaked out, and I just realized that my rap is kind of falling apart in my hands. So I think I'll end that there, and it was nice talking, and hopefully I'll get to talk soon and I won't be doing random things. You won't be hearing my microwave and my fridge. And yeah, I hope you're having a wonderful day, evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this. You enjoy your weekend, and remember to brush your teeth just brush your teeth very frequently, every day, twice a day, sometimes in between meals if you really want to, I guess. And remember to floss. And remember, don't just concentrate on the teeth, but concentrate on your gums as well. Because sometimes plaque gets really sneaky and gets up like in between like where the gum is and the tooth is. That's my problem, is that my gums do that. My gums cover up my teeth. That sounds really weird. It sounds like my gums like flap down over my teeth. That sounds really disgusting. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now before I say something even more weird. And yeah, bye.